The decision to run as a nonpartisan independent means Bill Walker skips next year's GOP primary. It puts him on the 2014 general election ballot, along with top Democratic and Republican contenders. The former Valdez mayor says that will give him more visibility and more freedom.
Initially, when I filed, they said, well, you can't say that in Republican primary. You can't say that in Republican primary. Finally, after about three or four of those, I said, you know what? I need to be an independent. I don't want to be limited by one side of the aisle or another side of the aisle. I just want to just be limited by what's best for Alaska.
Walker is critical of incumbent Governor Sean Parnell, especially his successful effort to lower oil taxes in hopes of spurring more production.
Anytime we are shifting $40 billion of wealth across the table to Exxon, BP, and ConocoPhillips and asking for nothing in return, that's horrific.
Walker says a better approach would be incentives to develop certain fields. He says most areas that are already producing oil don't need that. Walker shares other candidates' concerns about federal ownership of Alaska lands. He says he'd approach Tongass National Forest development, including logging, by engaging rather than ignoring.
Well, one thing I'd do is I would meet with the president when he came to Alaska.
Governor Parnell did not meet with Barack Obama during a visit to Anchorage about 4 years ago.
Whether you agree with somebody or not, you've got to sit down with them. And still the president of the United States, and they control 62% of our land mass in Alaska.
Walker says he supports mining, logging, and other resource development, but he shares many Alaskans' concerns about preserving habitat.
The mine that was proposed in Pebble, if it was going to threaten the fish, I will be a defender in default to the fish. On the timber issue, I've got to believe that there's a compromise in there somewhere. The timber harvesting can be done in such a way that is not a detriment to the fish.
The independent gubernatorial candidate says he supports keeping the capital in Juneau. He says he's also concerned about capital creep, where many state jobs move to Anchorage.
I have no desire to shift the balance of power of our state to a location that's not the capital.
Would you require most of your commissioners to be in Juneau?
You know, I'm not sure I'm gonna require that. I think I'd prefer that. There's no question about that. What I don't want to do is take a position that would preclude someone that I think would be excellent for Department of Natural Resources or Commissioner of Revenue, those kinds of things, by dictating necessarily their location.
Walker says he understands the importance of the Alaska Marine Highway System, which brought traffic to a hotel he owned in Valdez. He says he would try to maintain the current level of ferry service while looking into cost-saving measures.
You know, I think there's some things we can do operationally from a fuel standpoint. Continuing to burn lots of diesel may not be the best option. There may be some other options available and are being used elsewhere in the world.
If elected, he says he would continue state support for hydropower development. He also wants to pursue new energy sources, such as natural gas, barged to island communities. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Sitka.